Hello there, thanks again for listening to Seek the Truth. It's really good that you would come on and listen to this. I don't know about you, but I've been very impressed recently with all the different things we've been hearing in terms of music, sounds and all exciting stuff that's been running around the Jubilee and the Olympics, the Olympic torch and all that type of thing. And some of those things make a really big impression on us. I don't know if you have really stopped to think, but you know, the music in the cathedral that was going on during the Diamond Jubilee service, and the sounds of music in the streets whenever it came to the concert, and all sorts of sounds make big impressions upon us. There's certain sounds that I suppose we find kind of scary at times. You know, if the fire alarm goes off in the house, we find that a very frightening thing, an alarming thing, or maybe a smoke alarm. And there's other sounds that really just are brilliant. You know, whenever you pick up the phone, you hear the voice of a loved one you haven't heard for a while, then that is something that really touches your heart. And there are sounds that really make impressions upon us. My daughter's getting married later in the year, so she's picking her music for her wedding, and the sound of that wedding march or that piece of music that a person wants is obviously something that evokes emotion, and in years to come will remind them of that day. So there's something that's very, very important. I have a friend who writes songs, and he writes songs for children, and he's a Christian, and he wants children to think about the message of the Bible. And he wrote a song once about the sound, I Hear the Sound. And the sound that he spoke about was the sound of the feet of Jesus going to Calvary, the sound of the hammer blow of the nails upon the cross. One of the songwriters in the past wrote, they nailed my Lord upon the tree and left him dying there. I wonder if you ever thought about sounds that will evoke very emotive responses in our hearts in that respect. The sound of God's voice. The Bible says that if we know him and have bowed before him and have confessed our sin and accepted his forgiveness because of what his son, the Lord Jesus, did on the cross, then enter into your rest is the voice that we will hear, or the words we'll hear from that voice in a day to come. But the Bible does say that there'll be people who'll be there who think they should have access to heaven, but he'll say, depart from me, I never knew you. Those would not be words that you would really want to hear. There are things that we want to hear. You know, when you sit your driving test, you want to hear the words, you've passed. Whenever you go for a mortgage, you want to hear the words, you've got it. When you sit your exams, my daughter's just completed her exams and her finals of her degree, and she wanted to hear those words, you've qualified, you've passed. But there are words we don't want to hear. Nobody would ever want to be in court and hear the words that were to be put away and we've been sentenced. No one wants to hear the words that we've got cancer or we've got some terminal illness. We certainly don't want to hear the words of God saying, depart from me, I never knew you. Today you could know God's forgiveness and peace with God because of the death of Jesus Christ. Christ died for our sins. You could know him as your Lord and Saviour. And if you would confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, the Bible guarantees you will be saved. I trust that God would richly bless you today. Please go and listen to more of these podcasts, or go on and watch some of the video clips on YouTube, or even if you're interested, go into Finding the Missing Piece and read some of the pieces there. Thanks again for coming on. God bless you.